For decades, buildings have been unlocked by small plastic tokens, clipped to lanyards, stuffed into wallets, or forgotten in desk drawers. The key fob was once a symbol of modern security, an upgrade from heavy brass keys and clunky lock cylinders. With a wave of plastic, doors clicked open and systems recorded entry. But what was once cutting edge has become a relic. Key fobs are fragile, costly to replace, and administratively clumsy. They can be lost, copied, or stolen. They must be physically distributed, deactivated, and replaced. Every change in access rights requires paperwork and logistics rather than intelligence and immediacy. We carry them like charms of the late 20th century, pocket-sized reminders of how access once worked. Yet today, nearly every adult carries a far more advanced device in their pocket, a smartphone equipped with secure chips, biometric protection, and wallet platforms designed to handle everything from boarding passes to bank cards. Why then are we still shackled to plastic when access could live in the cloud? From fobs to digital passes, the solution is already in our hands, quite literally. Every modern smartphone carries the same basic technology that a fob does, a near-field communication, NFC chip capable of transmitting a secure signal at close range. But where a fob is a blunt instrument, active until deactivated, a digital pass can be intelligent, adaptive, and revocable. Imagine access rights that live inside Apple Wallet or Google Wallet. They sit beside your boarding passes, payment cards, and transport tickets, ready to be tapped at the door. No extra hardware, no separate device dangling from your keychain, just the phone or watch you already use for almost everything else. Convenient. Your phone or watch becomes the key. No need for spares, replacements, or extra tags. Secure. Passes are protected by Face ID, fingerprints, and can be revoked instantly from the cloud. Programmable. Access can be time-bound, role-based, or context-sensitive. Cost-effective. No more warehouses of spares, couriered envelopes, or endless reissuance cycles. Sustainable. Millions of key fobs are made of plastic and electronics that end up in landfills. A digital pass eliminates this silent stream of waste. The impact of this last point is often overlooked. Every new tenant, every temporary worker, every lost or broken fob generates more plastic, more circuitry, more waste. Multiply that across offices, hotels, universities, and residential complexes, and the environmental footprint becomes staggering. By shifting to digital passes, organizations not only save money, but also reduce the hidden ecological cost of access control. A key fob was once considered clever because it replaced a physical key. But a digital pass is not just a replacement, it is a reimagining. It treats access not as a static object, but as a service, something that can be updated, withdrawn, extended, and reissued in real time. The leap is not from one piece of plastic to another. The leap is from hardware to software, from physical distribution to digital orchestration. Beyond convenience, intelligent control, a digital pass is not just a key, it is programmable access. Where a plastic fob simply opens or closes a door, a digital pass can define context. Who enters, when, and under what conditions? Picture a visitor arriving for a meeting. Instead of signing a logbook and waiting for someone to fetch them, they receive a digital pass by email that activates only for the hours of their visit. When the meeting ends, the pass expires automatically. Or consider a contractor tasked with repairing HVAC equipment. With traditional fobs, building managers either hand over unrestricted access or escort them floor by floor. With a digital pass, the contractor can be granted entry only to the service areas relevant to their work, nothing more, nothing less. Employees too benefit. Changing departments or roles often means waiting days for new fobs or standing in line at facilities. With digital passes, access rights can be adjusted instantly in the background. The employee's phone updates silently, no physical exchange required. Unlocking real estate and hospitality. Short-term rentals, Airbnb, VRBO. Hosts issue time-bound digital passes that activate at check-in and expire at check-out. No lockboxes, no key handovers, no risk of duplication. Early check-in or late check-out? Extend the pass by an hour with a tap. Property management. Landlords and building managers remotely provision access for new tenants, maintenance staff, cleaners, and delivery windows. Move in, move out becomes a settings change, not a rekeying exercise. Self-guided viewings. Prospective tenants receive a geofenced 1-hour access pass for a scheduled slot, Identity verified, audit trail recorded, no agent needed on site. Hotels and service departments, guests receive a secure wallet pass at booking. The room is ready on arrival, the phone or watch is the key. Reception lines shrink, operational overhead falls. In each case, the model replaces friction with flexibility. Property becomes smarter, safer, and more welcoming, with fine-grained control, automatic expiry, and clear audit trails baked in. And because digital passes live in wallets already integrated with identity systems and biometrics, they can extend into broader ecosystems. Transport. One tap grants entry to the office and to the train that carries you there. Events. Your conference ticket doubles as your venue door key. Payments. A single wallet houses credentials, transit, spending, and workplace access. The lines between systems blur. Duplication disappears. The fob becomes a ghost of an older era, replaced by access that is dynamic, contextual, and intelligent. Challenges on the path. No transition is without friction. Moving from plastic fobs to digital passes requires solving practical challenges, but these are not immovable barriers. They are questions of design, infrastructure, and policy. Battery dependence. Phones run out of charge. A dead battery can mean a locked door. The solution lies in fallback mechanisms. Backup QR codes, PIN-based access, or low-power emergency modes that keep passes functional even when the phone is nearly drained. Infrastructure upgrades. Many buildings run on legacy systems that cannot yet read NFC wallet passes. Adoption will require gradual investment in new readers and cloud-based management platforms. Yet these upgrades mirror other digital transitions, like chip and PIN in payments, and once scale is reached, costs fall quickly. Privacy and data use. With digital passes, every entry can be logged with far more detail than before. This creates opportunities for misuse if not carefully governed. The system must be built on the principle of least data necessary, with transparency about what is collected, why, and for how long. Equity of access. Not everyone owns a smartphone capable of running the latest wallet apps. Employers, landlords, and public institutions will need to maintain parallel options, temporary cards, guest codes, or wearable tokens, so that access does not become exclusionary. These challenges are real, but they are not roadblocks. They are the normal questions that arise whenever an old infrastructure gives way to a new one. Just as cash gave way to contactless payments, so too will fobs give way to programmable passes. The curve of convenience, cost, and sustainability bends in only one direction. The future is already here. The key fob solved a problem of the late 20th century. It freed us from metal keys, offered a trace of digital control, and for a time it felt modern. But its era is ending. The same plastic token that once symbolized convenience has become a symbol of waste, friction, and outdated design. The digital pass answers to a different age. An age in which access should be revocable, programmable, and seamless, an extension of the digital lives we already carry in our pockets and on our wrists. An age in which control can be fine-grained, remote, and intelligent, without the clutter of keychains or the logistics of physical distribution. The signs of change are already visible. Hotels are experimenting with app-based room keys. Tech canduses are rolling out wallet-based credentials. Property managers and Airbnb hosts are beginning to see that the real lock is not on the door, but in the system that governs access. Once that system moves to the cloud, the plastic token has no reason to exist. This is not speculation. It is acceleration. The technology is here, the infrastructure is catching up, and the logic is undeniable. The fob will linger for a while, as all relics do, but the direction of travel is clear. The door is ready. We only need to step through it.